First of all, we're going to have a swearing of our new city council member, Craig.
Ashley's a notary public, so she can come take the spotlight up in front of all of us and.
I'm in trouble now.
It's not too scary.
Ashley's an expert in administering the oath.
Okay. Raise your right hand. I, Craig Heaton.
I, Craig Heaton.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the laws and constitutions.
I will support the laws and constitutions.
Of the United States and of the state of Oregon.
Of the United States and of Oregon.
And that I will.
And that I will.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Honestly and faithfully.
Honestly and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of city councillor.
Of city councillor.
For the city of Lapine.
For the city of Lapine.
For my continuance therein.
For my continuance therein.
You're done.
Thank you.
Good job. Now we sign this. I was going to say, I didn't bring a pen.
It's quite the way. Very stately.
I like that they put that statement at the very end. This is for him. Can you sign it?
I haven't signed it.
Once the ink is dry. It's too late.
Yeah, there's no turning back now.
Okay, now we'll establish a quorum. Let's start down there.
Stu Martinez, present.
Connie Brays, present.
Craig Heaton, present.
Don Greiner, present.
Trenton Tennant, present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Pledges of allegiance, and we'll have a new city councilor.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this will be a fairly short meeting, I think. I've got three little tabs here. We're going to interview for the Urban Agency Board vacancy. We have three people wanting to be interviewed that are interested in being on the board. And what we're going to do, we're going to have you sit in the hot seat, and we're going to go around the table and ask questions. So any questions that the council want to ask, I'm prepared. We'll go around once. Everybody asks, say, one or two questions. And then when we get all done, if something comes to mind, we'll go around again. Okay?
And then maybe you want to mention we'll do the appointment actually on the...
Yeah, we're going to... This is just interviews. We'll do the appointment at the Wednesday City Council meeting. Okay? And we'll see who comes up first. And it's Mr. Russ Smith. And we'll start the questions on Mr. Greiner's side.
I don't want to be put on the spot.
You signed up for this, I need to bring it to you.
Russ, you're working on some of the other committees that we have, and you've really been doing a lot for the city. What made you decide that you'd like to become part of this urban renewal plan or this office or this job?
I think it's the one thing that I have not gotten involved in as far as the city goes, as far as the plans for the future of the city. On urban renewal, what we're going to do, where we're going to do it, and how we're going to do it. And I became interested in getting involved in
it. Okay.
Yeah. As far as the urban renewal plans, I've been going through a lot of this is all new to me. There were some goals in there. At least for you, are any of them more important to you than others, maybe?
To tell you the truth, I haven't looked at all their goals, so that's hard to say.
Okay, anything else?
No.
Did you get a couple?
No, once.
Okay, no.
It's not stuck up on the city council, I don't know why, but. I guess, what do you hope to accomplish being on the Urban Renewal Agency?
Well, there are a couple of things which I have noticed that we really need in the city. One is, it's probably one of my pet peeves, sidewalks in front from Prairie House on down to the rest of the city. And right now, there's no way for a lot of people who are in wheelchairs, et cetera, to stay off the road. And I think that's one thing that we could definitely do. It could also add to our cityscape at the same time. I think more should be included, more included with the center of the city. You know, that whole area down there. We have the Crane, we have Prairie House, we have a lot of things which I think should be incorporated as part of the city. And I think that's one of the areas I'd like to see incorporated. There are a couple other things. Yeah, you know, I'd love to see some kind of path between Wiki Up and bringing on down to Crescent Creek area. You know, so we can actually have a walking path or a bicycle path through there. Don't have to go out on the roads, keep people off the roads and on the paths, which we have a lot of territory around here. And it'd be good to take advantage of that. You know, it's a big city physically, but we only have a small area developed. And obviously there is tremendous opportunity out there in the business park and all the rest of it. You know, that eventually is going to become a major draw for the county and for, hopefully for Little Pine, we'll start getting some of the benefits. So.
Okay, Stu?
One of the major, I won't call it a hurdle, but challenges is going to be working with the businesses in the Urban Renewal District. How would you go about selling Urban Renewal to the business owners within the district?
Probably the best thing to do is face to face. Going out and talking with them. What are their dreams, what are their aspirations for the development? And how do they see the rest of the city coming together? I mean, I've heard a lot of different areas who, you know, we're doing the, was it the Clean the Pine and all the rest of that? I mean, there are a lot of ideas out there. Some are getting involved in it, some aren't. But I think we have to talk to all of them into becoming more involved. And a lot of that comes from, you know, person on person type of working together. So. However, I'm not going all the way out to here.
I think we're.
That's a long walk away, sorry.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, I'll throw one in there. You know, this is all about money. There's this money put into the Urban Renewal things. So if it comes down to helping out a business get established, whether it's a loan or whatever it may be, or putting infrastructure in the city, which one would you pick and why?
I think the infrastructure comes first. I hate to say it, but it's, you know, if we do not have that, we can't have the industry or the people or the businesses here. And you don't draw people into a city if you have to walk on dirt roads or over gravel. I mean, it's just, it's not that entertaining. Maybe for a while, if your Wild West shows someplace, we aren't. We're trying to become a city here. And I think we really need to concentrate on trying to get some of the, shall we say, more ugly things that we have in Lapine cleaned up and more presentable. And then the businesses will come.
Okay. Any other councils have questions? Oh, yeah. He's always go on business. Anybody else have anything? No. This is pretty. We know Ross. He's on the. You know, he's been involved in everything except for a councilor, which he
no
apply for.
Not at all.
Fast one.
If sure, you're the sure.
Go for it.
Go ahead, Steve.
I was just gonna have like a follow up.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Follow ups. Okay. With what you've just heard, what is your, you know, you hear the word urban renewal and urban renewal agency, district, whatever it's labeled, but what is your vision of an urban renewal district? What do you see?
To a certain extent, I think urban renewal is sort of an ad nomenclature for time because we are just beginning to build our urban city. So it isn't really a renewal, it is really a building a from scratch. I mean, the city started 10 years ago, and prior to that it was, you know, let's face it, it's the stepsister of South County. And we're trying to build a city out of, you know, out of this area. And I think it definitely, we have it spread out all over, so we're going to have to worry about how are we going to bring that in together. And I think it's, as opposed to renewal, it's more of a dual. That's my opinion on that.
Okay, anybody else? Connie, anything else? Greg?
No.
When you go downtown, we have sort of a mismatch of different forms of buildings and everything in town. What's your view of what our town should look like?
You know, that's an interesting question because I've been through the course of, with the planning committee, that we have the whole idea of what are we going to make the city look like, and they're talking awnings and they're talking all sorts of stuff. And, you know, we're starting from basics here, and I think the new development, I think, should be somewhat regimented, but not strictly regimented. We're still a frontier town, and I think we should be proud of that, not try to hide things. But at the same time, I think we could have some more uniformity. I mean, yeah, there are some real eyesores out there, although a lot of them have been cleaned up over the last 6 years.
I have one more. I'm going to let the city manager ask us first. Do you have any on that?
Sure.
Go for it.
I don't know if newel is a real word, but.
No,
I
thought it was a good word, so I'm going to use it.
I'm complimenting you, your use of that word, because I have used that word in describing that as well, because it's not really a renewal. We don't have 100-year-old brick buildings.
No.
On a, you know, dilapidated Main Street that needs a shot in the arm. We really are building it from the ground up on a lot of that, or doing renovations or things like that. So that was not knocking you on that.
No,
use that same term.
I understand it, because I don't know what else to use besides newel.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. Piggybacking a little bit off of Stu's question about engaging business owners, property owners, the public, especially within the urban renewal district, but also because you do wear the hat of planning commissioner, what I see from my perspective is that a lot of what we're doing right now are things that are all feeding into each other, and we're probably within a year, definitely within two, there's going to be a lot that has happened, or a lot that we are, the city or the urban renewal district, is trying to make happen. And so, you know, whether that's a TGM grant with design standards, and then behind that, urban renewal facade programs, storefront loan programs to help get those. You know, that's an example. How comfortable are you, you know, going out, you know, by the wish of the majority of the board to help sell that, you know, to really say this, we're doing this for a reason. We're being proactive. We're not just letting things happen. You know, we're really trying to, you know, move the needle. Are you feel comfortable kind of being in that role to a degree a little bit?
I don't think that's a major problem, though. I've dealt with people prior to my return. Since I retired, I tried to stay away from and spend more time with my dogs.
That's good. And I think partly why I ask is that, you know, in all reality, the Urban Renewal District hasn't spent any money at all. I mean, spent money on the audit and that kind of stuff.
Well, it's going to take a couple of years.
And Sustainable City.
And Sustainable City, correct.
That's true. It's going to take a couple of years in order to get enough money to really start into our urban renewal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a buildup. It's not going to happen, you know, this spring. We are not going down and clean up everything in the world, because we already have the road coming through. We already have all sorts of things happening out here.
Yeah.
There's only so much the city can do at one time.
For sure. For sure. I just can envision in the next year or two, some of those public dollars being spent, and with that will come, you know, some people who say that's a great decision, and others who might say that's not where the money should be spent. So kind of dealing with some of that.
I agree with you 100%, because no matter what decision you make, you're always going to get somebody who's going to say that was wrong. That's guaranteed. That means that you're making decisions.
Okay, so along those lines, the same thing that goes along with the council members, if you're strongly for something and you get voted down, can you just let it go?
Yep. Is this in the urban renewal setting?
Yeah, because there's a mix. There's counselors, there's the public, and it may have a different.
Yeah, I think that's very true.
So if somebody wants to loan money to a business instead of putting sidewalks in, you'd be okay.
If that is what the urban renewal group as a whole has said, this is what we want, and we do not want sidewalks here, we do not want this,
you can just let it go.
I think I will keep on bringing it up, but only
to go.
I'm not going back on completely, because I still think we need sidewalks. Now.
Okay, and the other thing, I guess, is that you are on the planning board, right? You are in Public Works. Being known what's being done up front and in the works, in what's going on, do you think you can just put those decisions aside and just think about the urban renewal without knowing what's happening in Public Works and the Planning Commission? Because it is, you know, this is an outside entity. It's not part of the city government per se, whereas the Planning Commission is.
I don't exactly understand the question on that one.
Can you separate them all?
I have to.
Okay.
It's not, you know, I separate planning from Public Works too. Okay. Although they are obviously interconnected, but, you know, there is a difference there. Okay. Urban renewal is a whole different ball of wax. I think in many cases it's looking more long range and down the road rather than looking at what's happening today and things like that.
Okay, anybody else?
I have one. I'll throw a Trenton question out, and then he can ask the next person. But how do you see urban renewal in relation to our youth and our schools?
Oh, there you go.
just helping out. It's really Trenton's question.
I think getting the kids more involved in their urban renewal setup is going to be very important. Right now, we're tech type of situation going with the schools, which I think is absolutely fantastic. It's something that is well overdue. And unfortunately, it's something that was dropped about 30, 40 years ago that should never have been dropped. And it seems like everybody has to be a college kid in order to make a living. We suddenly find out we can't screw on light bulbs anymore. So, you know, I think getting them involved, one of the things that we had, I'll take Forest Grove, as far as the tech goes, was we actually had the students building a house every year. And the students built the house. And they'd sell the house and then paid for the next year of development. I don't see why we can't start moving along those lines also. And getting them more involved in building the city. Because they're part of the city. They're going to have, you know, this old duffers are going to, now that I'm over 39, I'm one of them. We aren't going to be in control forever. And we need some other people here, younger people, to develop the city. And they have to start being involved as soon as we can get them there. And I think the tech program is one way of doing it. I think there are a lot of other things we can do to, you know, encourage them.
Okay, Trent, does that bring anything to mind? Any questions following up on
no,
that?
No, I was going to ask that question, and then I just said.
Yeah. Hey, always be bashful, Ryan. Yeah.
Got another one to throw at you. It's something that's puzzled me. Going through some of the documents in this urban renewal and others, there's talk of a theme, you know, for how buildings would be built here in Lapine. You know, businesses along Huntington Road, so on. I'm sort of the guy that, you know, clean, neat, and tidy is pretty good for me. But does a theme fit in with you, or do you think it could maybe attract tourists? Does it have a place in Lapine?
Well, I think that's part of the TGM and it's TGM. That whole idea of putting a theme together, I think that's a good idea, and I think for future development, I think that's a great way of doing it. We do want to get more walking in the city as opposed to driving every place we go. I mean, people jump in their cars, they go between Bi-Mart and Ace Hardware, you know. Come on, guys, you can walk down there. You know, make it pleasant to walk. And you don't have to dodge, you know, 50 cars along the way. I think it'd be better if we did start developing even more than we have already. We had a good start when we had the senior housing come through and we put in the serpentine sidewalks. And people are using them. You can see them out there in Crescent Creek out in front of there where we've got more walking. And if we can make the buildings attractive as well as the, you know, the fronts of the buildings so it is pedestrian oriented, then I think we're going to have a better city as a whole.
As a follow-up, and I'm new to Lapine, would a theme be a hard sell for business here in Lapine? Those that, you know, have a business, you know, sort of telling them what to do, or do you think it'd be a hard sell?
For new people coming in here, I don't think it'd be quite as hard a sell as it would be for the people who've been here for 50 years. Of course, course, there haven't been, I can name five people that I know of that have been here for 50 years. And that was a long time in the line. Majority of people have been here less than 20. But I think there, you know, we have some good businesses down here, good storefronts, things like that. I think we need to develop more of that, and hopefully we can also modify some of the storefronts that are already here to fit in more of a, you know, this is the theme we are finally decided on. What that theme is it a Western city? Is it a tourist area? I don't know. And I think that's one of the things that we were going through the whole TGM program with, you know. But one of the major things we are trying to push at that one, and I know I am anyway, and that is actually get out there and get people walking as opposed to driving everything.
Great. Anybody else? Also? Anything for us?
No, I'll pass on all those. Okay. I could keep it going for another hour or so.
Okay, thank you, Russ.
Thank you.
Thanks, Russ.
Okay, the Vinstones are here, so I guess Andrea, you're up to bat here.
Thank you all for having me. Yeah. Starters. Yeah. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sure enough.
Okay, fire away.
Okay, let's start us to it.
Okay, if I can remember the same question, how would you engage the business owners within the Urban Renewal District to gain their confidence that this is a good program? Because it wasn't easy getting this district formed. There was resistance, and a lot of people had never heard of it as an urban renewal district before. So how would you go about working with those folks?
Okay, I can just say that in the 2.5 years I've been here, one of the things that I've been able to do, and I feel very privileged, is a sense of the people who live here, what they want, the businesses, the city officials. And the key, I think, is being able to see the vision that you're trying to implement and making that come alive to the people you're talking to. So I don't think it's as much a matter of, it's communication from both directions, finding out what it is that the businesses see for themselves and for the town, and also making it visible what the plans are, what the city sees itself doing, where it sees itself going, and how the businesses fit in. So it's communicating a vision. I think my key word would be communication. And that's what I would bring to the table, is the ability to listen, to absorb, and then to share back again. Because I think without the communication from all sides, it's a theory, it's a many-page document that's hard to figure out. And when it comes right down to it, it's how does this plan affect you? What can your role be in making it happen? And why do we all have a stake in it together? Which is what I'm seeing in this town. In the 2.5 years, I don't think I've ever been so impressed or wanted to be so involved with the place, because the spirit is very tangible. It's people who live here, but it's new people coming in too, which I would represent. People who have a perspective from outside, a fresh perspective, but also are committed to this town. I know I'm veering from your question. But I think that the businesses have a passion, or they wouldn't be here. The city officials do. And I think it's a path that we're going on together. I don't think it's a matter of one side or the other side, but it's seeing this town develop, and everybody wants that to happen, and I think shares the desire to build this town. It's in a building phase, it's an exciting phase, to use a trick word, and there's just so much that can be done, so everybody's involvement is important.
Okay, so then you would be willing to engage the businesses through communication to bring everything to the surface.
That's actually what I've done professionally my whole life.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I've been in communications, and that's that seeing both sides and then not selling so much, but explaining what's involved so that people buy into it where they might not have seen all the aspects before. So yes, absolutely. I mean, engagement is exactly the bottom line. That's what I love the most.
And you said you've been here 2 years?
2.5 years, 2 winters. I think it's important you specify. didn't move away, love it, still love snow.
Love you. That's pretty darn good. Welcome.
Thank you.
Such an ass winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tommy?
So, same question. What do you hope to accomplish with the original order on here?
Provide a perspective of some, let me give you an anecdote. Before I came here tonight, I had a copy of the Urban Renewal Plan. So I thought, I'm gonna read this, and I'm gonna come to this table, and I'm gonna impress everybody with my knowledge of urban renewal. And I soon realized that could not be done. You'd see right through me. So rather than saying to you, I possess a long and deep experience in the nuances of urban renewal, I would say, no, I have a love for this town and a desire to continue what other people have started, to make it grow in a direction that preserves the feeling of the small town, but grows, provides the infrastructure, provides the walkability, fills the needs that the people have. So my definition of urban renewal is not a theoretically strict one, because I would learn more than I would bring to the table in the sense of theory. So my vision would be to work in another thing that's important. It's so obvious that there are different resources in this town that are doing things and spending money headed in such a positive direction that I don't see urban renewal as being separate from the city government, the city council, the mayor, the business district, the chamber. I think the more everybody shares the vision, the further it's going to go and the faster. I have a feeling I'm kind of getting off track a little bit, but I apologize.
That's okay.
Okay, you read the Urban Renewal Plan.
Well, I tried to.
Yeah, parts 1 and 2. I tried to. There were some goals in there, and I think we've already discussed a lot of them, but not really put a name on them. But without even putting the name on them, is there something in there that you feel is more important than the others?
Well, what struck me is that the goals stated in the 2014 Urban Renewal Plan are so in line with what the city is trying to do that it could have been a reading of the city council minutes in the sense of infrastructure improvements, a walkable downtown, more modes of transit, bicycle walking, sidewalk continuity, stylistic standards. The goals seem to be exactly where the city wants to go as well. And I don't see one as being more important than another, no. It's what happens when a town moves from one stage to the next. And there are things that happen along the way. I think the urban renewal goals are congruent with what the city wants to do as well, what you want to do as well.
Thank you. Okay, Don.
I think the question I had has already been answered. So just go ahead and find something.
Let's see if I have questions.
See, now we got to work.
Now the hard one. Just worrying, yeah, that's all.
Either way. Where do you see urban renewal in the youth and in our schools?
Well, as the gentleman before me stated, the youth is going to be the adult, the older, the majority, the ruling class of tomorrow. So without involving the youth as one segment, no plan is going to have any longevity. So the more segments of the community can be involved and the more that they are aligned, then the better. I mean, you can't say I'm going to develop a plan and we're only going to talk to the businesses. The youth don't matter. They'll just have to go along with it when they get older. I think youth input is critical. Then people who live outside the city limits, their input is important too. The city officials, state officials if need be, because we're not an isolated entity, obviously. And we interact with everybody else. And the more alliances that we can form, the more commonalities, common goals, the better.
Corey, I'll let you go before me. Have anything?
Sure, I'll turn the question I I ask to Russ a little differently, I guess, and say that, yeah, the Urban Rural District, you know, its indebtedness, the amount of money that it can spend, you know, in theory could play out over the next 25 years or 22 years. That's a long time. But I think probably in the next few years or handful of years, if the right project with the right partners and the right funding mechanisms and everything else comes together, there could be an opportunity to do a really big project. I mean, $1 million project or something. You know, again, you feel comfortable, you know, as a board member making, raising your hand and either voting for or against those types of decisions and either, I'll steal part of Dennis's, living with if the vote went the other way than how you voted, or if it did go the way you wanted, helping to, you know, again, be an ambassador, I guess, to a degree, to the community and really sell, you know, why it is you made that vote or the board made that decision.
Let me give you an example. In the past, in my corporate communications and public relations, sometimes we would have clients who were odious, quite frankly, as people or as products they were selling. One account I didn't have for, she was Dow Chemical, for example. And if Dow Chemical is your account and you're representing that company in its positions, you have to truly talk to yourself about it and find enough kernels that you can believe in, or you won't be successful. So absolutely, that's ingrained in me. It doesn't mean that I would be as comfortable doing that as I would if I fully believed in something. But this is a democracy, and so I may not agree with one of Dennis's positions, so that's not true. But in order to do a good job, you have to put aside, to a certain degree, your own point of view, although never stop espousing it. But don't even join a group unless you're willing to go with the group's decision. Could I just mention one thing that nobody asked along the lines of communication? One thing that I do bring to bear is a connection with the newspaper, the community newspaper. And if we're going to communicate what the businesses want, understand them, what Urban Renewal is about, what the city's about, that's a great vehicle to do it. So I would have that in my arsenal.
And you don't see a conflict of interest there anywhere?
No.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask you one.
All right.
Say we have $30,000 to spend. Would you, and there's a business coming in, would you help the business or would you put sidewalks first?
Would it be my decision to make?
It'd be your opinion.
I'm sorry?
It's your opinion. You'd have a say.
Oh, I see. So this is not what would you implement, but what would your decision be?
What would your decision be?
Okay, the business versus what, I'm sorry?
Say helping a business out to get started or putting sidewalks in?
Does the money have to go to only one recipient? Can the money be allocated in more than one place?
Say it's one or the other, yes.
One or the other. I think it would depend on the current climate at the time. If there's a real dearth of businesses and plenty of sidewalks, and there's just a small patch of sidewalk left and a whole street of empty businesses, I don't think it can be made without putting it in context with the situation at the time the decision is made.
That's a pretty roundabout. Okay.
No, seriously.
No.
Okay. I'm not trying to evade your question.
Anybody else?
I thought of something.
Okay, go for it.
You know, I hear it all the time from people around here that we have people moving in to the area, and most of the time they're talking about California. And they're coming up here because they want the rural, nice rural area and the beautiful scenery and all that. And they get up here and all of a sudden they want our town to have the same amenities that they had down there in California. And we're not that advanced right now. So what's your answer going to be to people who come in like that and to the citizens here that really object to people coming in from out of town and wanting all of a sudden to change the town to the same thing that their town was where they left?
Okay, I'm going to politely and respectfully disagree with you a little bit in that in the 2.5 years I've been here, I have not, and I swear to God, run into anybody who said, I sure wish I had that mall that I had down in Marin. I have found that the people who are here have very consciously chosen to be here. They haven't just happened to fall off the road in La Pine, but they've made the decision to be here, and they've left some things behind that they might miss, but what they get in exchange far outweighs what they left behind, or they wouldn't have made it here, because it's not the easiest environment in which to live. The temperatures are not the most conducive to growing petunias, but people are here because they want to be here, and I haven't heard complaints. If there were, I would say terrific. If you feel there should be a massage parlor, let me guide you to where there is one nearby. Or, now that you're here and have lots of time, have you ever thought about possibly starting up a new business? We could use a massage parlor in the town.
Well, I know that a lot of people don't say anything, because just in our Crescent Creek area where I live, the number of people that moved in here before last winter, and they thought they were in such a beautiful place, and then they got snowed out last winter, and as soon as the sun came out, their house went up for sale.
Yeah.
And part of it's because they didn't think they were getting the same type of service here that they got from where they came from. So that's just an example.
No, one thing that strikes me at...
But they don't say anything, they just move.
They just move. Well, I say goodbye. I say that to them. And I say, if you're going to move someplace, it's one of life's most important decisions. Do your homework before you move here. Know that you're going to 4,200 feet of altitude, and know that the nearest town of 90,000 is 30 miles away. Know that in the winter, that the roads are going to be slick, and make up your mind if that's, then you're going to lose, and make your decision that way. The people who move away, I don't think are going to be missed, because they should be.
I know.
I'd have to agree with you. I think that's a more of a perception that people come here and want to change things.
Yeah. You don't work.
I don't see a lot of that.
You don't work in a service business.
No.
Because I can tell you, I hear it all the time.
I must be isolated then.
Yeah, I want you to come and work for me.
Okay.
I think you have old people in there too. Okay, anybody else have anything? Andrea?
Well,
yeah, go.
Okay. With your background that I've read, I would, and this could be wrong on my part, but I would think that you would have been a part of or have experienced an urban renewal project in some of the cities that you've been, or maybe not.
My husband said before I came here tonight, honey, don't worry, you've been in a lot of urban environments. You'll have it next, right? You got it. I've lived in urban environments and appreciated what they offer. I have not been involved in a city until I moved here. It was just not something that I saw myself doing. And when we moved here and I began to see the fervor people have for this city and the desire to make it even better, not change it per se, but make it better, that's when I got the bug. So no, I didn't have it before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have basically the downtown, quote, La Pine core area, and we have the northern area.
And the west.
And the west, yes, we've got all of them. How do you see this agency bringing all those together?
Because, well, we can't necessarily.
But through this project, I would hope we would be able to close the gap, because there's a perception that there's that end of town and there's this end of town, and we're one town. And I guess another question would be, how would you, through communication, try to bridge that?
Well, it's not just, again, respectfully, not just communication, but as some of the goals are actualized, the disparity will inherently, if not dissipate, diminish, because people will be drawn to the downtown. They'll be encouraged to walk it, they'll be encouraged to come from 2 miles out and bike to the new store. So now there is perhaps a separation, because the downtown is not the coalescing factor. And that's what it could be. There can be the transit center and more shops and prettier sidewalks and lighting so you could come at night, and a Thai restaurant, whatever it might be. As the town continues to develop, more businesses will be drawn to it, and hence more people will be drawn to the town in which they live adjacent to.
Well, Well, and that's the definition of urban renewal, is to bring everybody. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Any questions for us?
Not at this point, no. Just thank you again.
Okay, well, thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, it doesn't look like the lease is going to show here. It's at 45 minutes. So I guess she's not interested. Okay, we're going to move on from the interviews, and of course, again, we'll be talking about this at the council meeting Wednesday night. We'll be choosing between these two individuals as far as who's going to be on the urban renewal.
How many vacancies do we have?
We have two. One's going to, we're going to have to decide among the council here to take Karen Ward's place. You two are on it already, so it's going to have to be either Don, Craig, or myself. Hopefully Don or Craig will step up.
So is Dan Barco still on it?
Yes.
Wendy.
Wendy
resigned.
Is gone.
Yep.
What about Steve?
Right now we have Vicki Russell, Ann Gaywith, Dan Barco, and then one other citizen vacancy. Steve Dodd stepped off 6 or 9 months ago. We had one of the vacancies his vacancy had gotten filled. I think that was actually before we put in place the new bylaws that specified how many members from council. I think we increased the council numbers.
So now it's just three and four.
Correct.
Yes.
Three council, four business outside.
So one council, one outside.
Okay, so at the council meeting, we'll have to decide on one of these two, and then we'll have to discuss whoever wants from Craig, Don, or I wants to be on the other member. Okay. So if either one of you at the council meeting wants to step up.
I would like to see Craig on him and the reason for it. So I'm serious. The reason for it is he's new to the area, and one of the things that impressed me when he interviewed for council was that he thinks out of the box sometimes. And in my opinion, I'm an old schooler, and I don't think too much out of the box. I think more like being in a box.
be thinking about this, and we'll discuss it at the meeting. Okay.
I just made a comment.
That's good.
You raised my hand for me.
Yeah. Okay. So that's when the decision is made. That's all this meeting is about. So we're going to go right straight to public comments. I guess you have two candidates and got late. Any public comments? No public comments. Staff comments. Corey?
Keep it pretty short. Point a couple of renewal members on Wednesday night. We'll have, as all of you saw on the agenda, audit presentation, a couple other items worth discussing. We've been keeping busy behind the scenes, working on a variety of things, the big water, wastewater projects, getting ready for Sustainable City Year to kick off in a few weeks from now. The mayor and I and Jake, public works manager, all attended a meeting with Oregon Water Resources, talking about the city's status in terms of water rights and mitigation credits. Again, looking ahead to our big water projects and making sure that we have the water for our residents, our businesses, our schools, you know, anyone who needs water in the city. So just juggling all that normal stuff.
That whole process is a juggle.
Yeah, it's complicated. We've got some good consultants that we can tap into in the local area that'll help get us where we need to be. We're in good position, just as always, trying to be proactive about where we need to be 3-5 years from now. In good shape. In regards to urban renewal, that's really what I wanted to just take 2 minutes on, is to say, not even 2 minutes, was to say that in the past, at least the time that I've been here, almost since the beginning when urban renewal was created, that it hasn't done much, and that's okay, I think. What I have sensed, in the last year or a couple years is that there's more expectation for the city and the urban renewal district after being created to do things, and we have more capacity to do that, and development has increased, right? So there's more opportunities to work with developers or to have new design standards or what it may be implemented. And so in the new year, 2018, I'd expect definitely an urban renewal meeting, at least one with one or two with the sustainable city or class that's looking at other urban renewal agencies across the state. I think that'll be a learning experience for the city, the urban renewal members, to look at the plan. Those are good kind of foundational documents, but they don't tell you what parts of Lapine to do what where. They just say, you know, yeah, you could look at public improvements, you could look at this, you could look at that. Those are all good buckets of items, but what actually in town gets prioritized. So Sustainable City will kind of help us do that. And then as we head into next budget year, hopefully we'll be in a position to create some programs and next summer or fall or the following year be able to spend some of those dollars and make some things happen. So that's, I think it's an exciting time. It's kind of still ground floor level, but right at the cusp of getting ready to do some projects and look at some opportunities. So I don't know, I'm excited.
That was 30 minutes.
Yeah. Boy, can he talk sometimes or what?
Sorry. Once I get going, I can't stop. Sorry.
Better than not saying anything, that's for sure. Ashley, you got anything to say up there?
No.
Okay, council comments? Terry, you got anything?
I don't have any comments anyway. All I can say is I think it was very productive. I think we've got two qualified candidates, and I think that it's going to be a decision that has to be made. And regardless of which one we select, I think it will help our urban renewal agency.
Let's throw this fair on the table. Let's throw you in set at the end.
The only comment I have is that I do have a wrestling duel and tournament both Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
So I won't be able to either of those. And at the last meeting, with it was a joint meeting with the
Planning Commission, maybe?
County Commissioners.
Public Works.
I think it's Public Works. It was with someone.
No, it was
Parks?
Parks and Rec. There we go. That's
I knew I was going to get it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that joint meeting. Yeah.
I was having a space there. I was going to go, and I intended on going, and I walked up to the door, and it was closed, and I was like, I don't know if I'm exactly right, and then, so I did go, so I thought I'd mention that just to make sure, because I didn't want to show up and, like, not be invited and make it awkward, so that's why I wasn't in attendance at that meeting, but it's my understanding.
You don't have to apologize for any of this.
Okay.
We just love to have you when you can show up.
Okay, sounds good. And that's it. Thank you.
I think just having two applicants for a position, a new, fairly new committee of the city, you know, the urban renewal is exciting because, like Corey said, you know, you can get jacked up on this pretty fast. Because it is, you know, our decision Wednesday night is going to affect the way the city core is going to look like. It's going to affect businesses one way or the other. For some businesses, it may make it. It may break them. I hope not, but, you know, when there's a chance of helping a business improve the look of their building or whatever, you know, the project is, whether it's sidewalks, you know, a coat of paint, whatever is available, it's an important step for the city and the businesses. So, it's exciting. So, I'm glad we had a couple applicants, qualified applicants apply. So I'm looking forward to working with whoever's selected and move forward and bring the two ends together, actually four ends together, to get a core going, because it is exciting times. Thank you very much, and I'll be quiet now.
Wow, you're on a roll.
I am. It's exciting. Burning up my calories.
You almost beat Corey's time limit. Go ahead, Kyle.
I'd just like to thank the two applicants that applied for the position, and I think Stu brings up a really good point. I just think a name change in my business changed even, you know, how people looked at my business and things like that. So a coat of paint can do the same thing, or, you know, designing a building one way or another can make a big difference. And we will be making these decisions soon, hopefully, and moving our little town into that direction. So, thank you.
Great.
I'd like to thank the two applicants for showing up tonight. Very qualified individuals. Also being new here and going over thousands of pages, it seems like a lot of this is starting to gel. I see things coming together. This urban renewal, yeah, we may not have enough money to do anything yet, but it ties in with everything else. And I may jump at this. I'll cut you some slack, Dawn.
I hope for you. don't record the vote tonight.
But it's going to be very interesting. I see, from my own perspective, infrastructure to me is probably step one. I don't think anything else will happen until we get water and sewage taken care of. That'll let everything else build. And then, in conjunction with this urban renewal agency, I see them helping out, not necessarily businesses, but maybe some of the individuals living in where I do. I think they're going to need some help.
Well, that's not in the renewal district.
Pardon?
That's not in the district.
It's not in the district, not in the urban renewal district. Okay.
That's not a part.
It's
really,
they're not in.
Yeah.
It's really a business.
Yeah. There's going to be something.
There's alternatives to that, and then in larger cities they have multiple urban renewal districts, but that'd be a tough sell for us at this point.
One was
tough enough.
To me, I see things gelling.
Okay.
It's going to be an interesting time.
Okay, Mayor's comments is that, you know, thank you for coming. We can't lose on either one of you, that's for sure. And I'm glad to see somebody last stepping up, because I really don't. I've got enough going on. I don't need another one to be on anything else. I've got quite a few things to say, but I'm going to wait for the council meeting so that could be a public record at the council meeting. Other than that, are there any questions for these people? And we'll move on. Urban renewal is going to be fine. Wonderful. Everything, we need a lot down here. So whatever we do is going to be wonderful. So that's it for my part. So we have a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
To adjourn, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Adjourn.
I got voted out again.
Too late.